Welcome to the Once Upon an Island podcast. I'm your host, Wesley, and of course, I'm joined by my co-host,
Mary.
And today is a special one. It's kind of an impromptu one. The Survivor 43 cast got leaked by... I believe it got leaked way ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Usually we don't get this kind of stuff till after the season that's currently airing is over with, but no, it's leaked. InsideSurvivor.com has the cast and the cast division, so we're here to talk about it, because not only that, but more information's already been revealed about 43. And if you don't know InsideSurvivor.com, they consistently are accurate every single year on their rumors and leaks. However, we do not know spoilers, and we don't want to know spoilers in terms of how people do.
Right.
So we will not be talking about that. Just right there up front. I want to throw that out there. So thanks for tuning in. Mary, mm-hmm. How are you doing? Are you ready to talk about 43 already?
I guess so. I mean, 42 hasn't even ended, no, but
we still got two episodes sure. left of 42. Yeah. So we're going to talk about everything that's in these articles. I'll have them links in the description if you want to read them yourself, of course. And you could take a look, but I will have, of course, on the screen, if you're watching this and not just listening, I'll have the cast and I'll have what tribes they're in and whatnot, all the information that we have for now. So right away, Survivor 43 is, of course, can you guess what country it's going to be in, Mary?
Fiji.
No way. What? Yeah, it's of course in Fiji.
Yeah.
God forbid we move away. So I got some thoughts on that. Could we not go... So in season 14, which I know you're about to watch, you haven't quite seen it yet. It's a different part of Fiji they're in. Can we not go back to that part? Does it have to always be in this part of Fiji? I wonder.
Probably. I'm sure they've made some deal.
Yeah. But can't they like go... When this deal's over with, I guess is what I'm asking. Can they go to the other... Like, can we go to... I understand maybe Fiji has amazing tax breaks, right? But can we go to another part of Fiji like they did in season 14? Season 14 was still pretty in a lot of places. It wasn't like... perfect, but at least it was different from what we're looking at. For what's season 43 will be basically the 11th season in a row of this location.
Yeah.
The same exact location.
I don't really care. The location doesn't matter to me as much.
It only matters to me when I see the same exact backdrops for all the confessionals, and it just becomes like a blur. Like the one where there's that rock arch in the back with the circle in it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe it perfectly, but I remember from Tony did his like final confessional in front of it before he went on to win season 40. If you're listening to this and you didn't already know that, heads up. Too late.
Too late.
Too late. Okay. Except that random spoilers may be dropped. But yeah, I don't know. It'd be fine. I guess they could find new locations to do certain things in so it didn't look the same, but they just reuse the same exact locations, because I'm sure they're the best, by the way, for confessionals and everything else. It's just kind of like,
yes, obviously it would freshen it up, but is that one of the biggest things that needs to change in Survivor?
Well, no, our next topic is a huge question. but okay, so that's my next thing. So it is confirmed that season 43, and I'm guessing by extension season 44, is again 26 days. However, the quarantine this time was not 14 days.
Yeah.
They literally did not go out to shoot this season until the month of May. And previously they would shoot the odd numbered season in March, and then the even numbered season would be at the beginning of June ish. So they're just out there factually for less days, basically.
When did it change the 14 day quarantine? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. So my understanding is that the quarantine for all the players was 3 days. Don't quote me on this, but that's my understanding from what I've read. And it was 3 day quarantine. So therefore we should have gotten 11 days back. So if the season had gone from 26 to 37 or even like 36 days, I'd be like, oh, okay. Like we're moving back towards the right number.
I was just wondering if maybe the quarantine change happened like too late for them to change plans. Like they have everything planned, ticket spot, whatever.
Oh, I see. So you're saying it was supposed to be a 14 day quarantine. And then a couple months before they started shooting, so everything was already in motion. It was too late.
That's just what I'm wondering. Obviously, I'm disappointed that it's, again, 26 days.
I mean, like, we couldn't move it at all.
I don't know.
You know, even with that news, Survivor doesn't, like, all the rules are in place, sure, but they make last-minute adjustments. They have to sometimes. If somebody gets medically evacuated, we don't have an immunity challenge episode, for example. that they had to like, they have to adjust, mm-hmm. you know, I couldn't. Okay. I don't buy it. What I think is that it's cheaper to shoot 26 days and they got away with it for two seasons and probably. The temporary measure has now become a permanent fixture.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. And some people say they don't notice it, but if you think about it like this is with 3 days, there's a lot more time for drama and hunger and annoyance with people and more times to plot and scheme. Versus 2 days, especially when they have a challenge, sometimes two challenges in an episode,
mm-hmm.
they're spending a lot of time either at tribal and at challenges that there's not as much camp life. Therefore, it's not much time to sit around and be annoyed at each other or create funny moments or anything.
Well, they are hungry or hangry.
And you also spend time. I understand. I hear your joke, but I'm like a little bit annoyed because they also spend time doing confessionals, which mm-hmm. probably takes, I'm guessing, each player an hour out of their day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe two. I doubt that, but an hour out of their day. So the less time you have at camp, you know, the less time there are to do things.
Right.
So, and if you, it's just, oh, come on, man. I don't know. And it's almost like the could the cast be made smaller, therefore there is more time. But then they don't want less episodes. It's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like this.
Right.
I don't like it. And I'm afraid this is permanent now. 43 mm-hmm. and 44 being 26 days tells me this is my gut is this is permanent. And I was worried after 41, 42 were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all like it could all be explained away. There's 14-day quarantines. Oh, we have to. We don't have a choice. It's like, okay. But they didn't go right. back when they could.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's for reals.
So let your outrage be known, no. people. I don't know if it actually changed anything.
It won't change anything. What are you going to do? Because they're shooting, if you think about it, Survivor just got away with going from 78 days of shooting down to, I believe, if you do 26 times 2, it's 52.
Mm-hmm.
So they basically went from shooting two full seasons to a season and a third.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what they just got away with. And if it's for the sake, if that's what it takes to keep the show on the air, you know, sure, but I don't buy it.
Yeah.
I don't buy it. Everyone's already out there and everything. We mm-hmm. couldn't extend this. We couldn't extend this to 30 days. Nope. Can't afford it. Too much. Same number of challenges, same number of tribals. God forbid. I don't know. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. It's still one of the top rated shows on television.
Mm-hmm.
It's still like, I go on Paramount Plus and it's still like one of the like top suggested shows to watch. Not logged into my Paramount Plus account, which
right.
meaning they don't know what I'm looking to watch.
Right.
So, which means, by the way, it's being watched by, it wouldn't be a top suggested show if it wasn't being watched by a lot of people on sure. Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
So this isn't like Amazing Race where they're like, oh, maybe we'll give you another season. You know, we'll see how things go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas Amazing Race is always on the, I feel like it's always on the teetering on the brink of cancellation, whereas Survivor is not. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it is unfortunate.
I don't like it.
But you're right. I would rather it just be a shortened season versus them taking it off the air completely.
Well,
but,
of course.
But I don't. But you're right. I don't think that's really an option right now.
So Survivor 43, like 41, 42, has no subtitle, meaning it's just called Survivor 43.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping for a subtitle. They could still call it Survivor 43, but I was hoping for the return of subtitles.
Well, I'm just glad there's no monster.
Well, we don't know that. I haven't seen the logo for 43 yet. I haven't heard, you know, the whole monster thing didn't pop up till season 42, even though it was in the advertising for right. 41.
I was not expecting there'd be a subtitle for the season.
Yeah, I wasn't really expecting it, but I was hoping, like, kind of, like, because how are we ever going to do another Heroes versus Villains or another Second Chances if we don't sub? Are we only going to subtitle the returnee seasons? Some tells me we're not even going to retitle. We're not going to subtitle returnee season at this
Maybe
point.
Maybe there'll never be a returnee season.
Oh, why would you say that?
I don't know.
Why would you even put that out there?
I don't know.
Okay, we're gonna have a fight off air after this is over now.
Obviously, I don't want that to happen.
No, I know. You're just it's a real suggestion though, because we're not doing subtitles. It does make you wonder, what's a returnee season? Oh, Survivor 46.
Right.
It's just a bunch of returnees playing the game again.
I could see them naming returning seasons because that I feel like that's kind of important.
I think it drives hype.
They yeah. might not.
Winners know. At War, yeah. even though it had the big old 40 in the logo, mm-hmm. is what that season is known as. It's not right. known as Survivor 40.
Right.
And it's because it's all about the winners. So you're right. Maybe returnee season get the subtitles. I was really hoping 43 and 44 would bring it back, but nope. Drop the 4, keep the 3.
Yep. Basically.
So, all right. So once again, there's 18 players in the season with three tribes. In a minute, we're going to talk about the people that stood out to us, but not this moment. Mm-hmm. So three tribes, 18 players. Thoughts? Would you rather see them two tribes with nine players each? Or do you like the three tribes?
I like the three tribes. You know, I don't mind the three tribes, I guess. I feel like you can't. It's strange because it's the same amount of people, but because we see them in smaller settings, it's almost easier to get to know them at the beginning, because like more people get a chance to talk because there's only six of them versus when you're in a tribe of nine people, even though we might see the same amount of screen time, I just feel like a bigger group, less people are more likely to be talking. So I don't know. I'm fine with it, especially at the beginning. I think when you have that many people, it's just, it's an easier to interact because it's like 3-on-3 or maybe 2, 2-and-2 that are talking together and you get better conversations.
It does make you question though, in the article that I have in the description for y'all, or in both of them, I think it says both this season of 44 are going to be a similar format to 41 and 42, which makes you question how similar. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about some of the twists and stuff and what we think will actually return and what will not, because they drop twists all the time and they bring in new ones. So right. I'm sure they got some new ones that we can't even think of, but what will be brought back? What does similar format mean? Are we doing the hourglass again? I don't think you can, but are we doing the half merge? You have to earn your way to the merge. Mm. By the way, in season 14 Fiji, they do that as well, which really? I know I'm spoiling a little bit of that.
Yeah, because I haven't seen it yet.
I know, but I'm not telling you anything else. They don't do the hourglass, Exile Island. It's not all that, but there is like a half and half earn your way to the merge kind of thing. Okay. So 41 isn't the first one to do it, but 41 basically expands upon the idea. So I wonder if they're going to do that again in 43, 44, but maybe do a different, like in 14, it was different. Like maybe they'll do a different, hopefully it's not the stupid hourglass and you screw over half the people who actually won the challenge.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. So so this cast, they got three tribes. And by the way, personally, I'm hoping that one day we get another One World.
Yeah, that was fun.
And I have an idea for one that should be brought back. Well, that will come up a little bit later, because there's a lot of questions. I asked for questions on YouTube last night. We're recording this on Tuesday for reference. Before the final six of 42 is where we're at. Mm-hmm. So we don't even know who's won or that's how early this got dropped. The average age of this cast is 30 years old, or 30.6 technically.
Mm-hmm.
But we look at the actual cast. There's no one from New York, New Jersey. No one from Canada. Interesting, because
that is interesting.
Because the winner of 41 was from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And 42 has, I don't know how many Canadians were in 42. I know at least two. I think Drea and Marianne are from Canada.
Were they?
Yeah. Well, I
you would know more than I.
I'd have to go back to double check. So don't kill me if I'm incorrect about that. But there's there's no one from Canada in this season. Whereas there was at least one or two in 41 to 42. And 39, there's one as well. Mm-hmm. So interesting that they didn't bring anyone back. Maybe because maybe Erica ruined it by winning 41.
Why?
They're like, we can't have any more Canadian winners on our American show.
That's too much American money.
So interesting to note of this cast, there's two players from Hawaii, which we have never, imagine that, 43 seasons up till now, we didn't have any players from Hawaii.
That is crazy.
That is so stupid.
Yeah.
If you look at season 13 and 14, so egregious, by the way, how much recruiting was in those seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Half the cast is from California, at minimum, yep. I believe, in 13 and 14. And as we talked about, and I'm glad, by the way, I'm glad, because you look at this cast, there's no one from New York or New Jersey, which was my huge criticism of 41, 42, where like half the cast was literally from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Like, screw me, man. Like, there are other parts of the country. And it's almost like, and I'm not saying we changed it, because I'm sure this is all cast well before we complained about it. Not, or I don't even want to give us that kind of credit. I'm sure there's a general sentiment of, hey, can we like, there are other states we have not recruited. We have not gotten anybody from.
Right.
Can we get somebody from these states? So I'm going to read off the states here. And I think Texas has the most representation of three, with three people.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, it is a huge state that usually doesn't get represented that well in Survivor. We have Cassidy from Texas, Cody from Hawaii, that's new. Dwight Moore from Memphis, Tennessee. It's our Tennessee person. There's always one. Ellie Scott from Salt Lake. Gio is from Hawaii as well. Jay from Philly. Janine, I think is how you say your name, from Massachusetts. Jesse from North Carolina. Justine is our California person. Carla's from DC. Lindsay is from Pennsylvania, Downington, Pennsylvania. Is there three people from Pennsylvania? There is. So we got three from Texas, three from Pennsylvania. Mike is from Idaho. Mariah is from Philly. Noelle's from Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Londonderry.
Sorry, I misread that. New Hampshire is quite an interesting area. I feel like that's, I don't know if this is the first time we've had somebody from New Hampshire, but talk about a small state that I feel like we never get anybody from.
Mm-hmm.
So I really appreciate the diversity of states. So we have, I'm apologize if I butcher a name here, but NECA, I believe, is from Weatherford, Texas. Owen's from Louisiana. Ryan's from Texas. And Sammy is from Nevada. So pretty good diversity in terms of, and this is what I was looking for. I want diverse backgrounds and I want diverse locations. Like, I don't want everyone from the same areas, which mm-hmm. is what we just got in 4142, whether it was acknowledged or not. So I want people who like should never have ever met each other.
Right.
Though we do have two people from Philly, two people from Honolulu. So there's a possibility they have seen each other at some point in their life. Yeah. I want all 18 people from all different states, and I want them to, there's no way they even can relate to each other in terms of like, oh, I've been to this place. I don't want to hear that. I mean, they don't ever put it on the show, but like two people from Honolulu probably are very familiar with a lot right. of things. Mm-hmm. Same with two people from Philly. So it's just, it's not perfect, but I like it a lot more in 4142 in terms of where they're from. What did you think when you saw this?
You know, I don't really care.
Wow.
I mean, about locations. Like, yeah. We've had this discussion before. I do think that people will bond on place, mm-hmm. on places more than on other aspects. So, you know, oh, we're both from Philly. Cool. We have similar yeah. tastes and whatever. But you're always going to bond more on, like, personality. But
sure,
where you live
kind of affects your... But it helps your first impressions of somebody. It's like, oh, you're from the same place I am from.
Yeah. Yeah. First impressions, it does help, but that doesn't mean you're going to stick with it the sure. whole time, because we've seen people, oh man, the skinny guy Lance, or oh man, we have this thing in common. Yeah. We have this thing in common. It's just another thing that you could have in common with someone. And yeah, sure. It could bring you far in alliance, or it could be something like, that's the only thing we have in common. Yeah. You have to have more than just one thing.
Actually, it's okay. I mean, it's cool that you don't care, because I think you and I then represent two different parts of the fan base. Because some of them are going to be like you, who just don't care.
Right.
And then there are people like me who see the potential in, oh, if we really pulled all 18 people from completely different states. Like, I don't think we have anybody from Alaska, by the way, at any point.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
But what if you pulled all 18 people from the same city?
Why would we ever do that?
Because then you take out that, one person we have the same common. So we call it
Survivor... New Hampshire edition, everyone from New Hampshire. Like, that sounds terrible.
That does sound terrible.
No, never did. It's supposed to be 18 strangers is the idea.
Well, yeah.
So they really moved away from that when they started pulling people from all these, what they were called MACTors, model actors from the same areas. But here, yeah. So next on my notes is that, yes, for sure, 43 is going to be airing in September, as is expected, on Wednesdays. So nothing's changing on that front. So it has a similar format to 43 and 44, but before we move on to that, who are three people in this cast, or let's start with one. Who's one person's cast that stood out to you? Keeping in mind that all we have is a picture, their age, their location, and what their job is. We don't know anything else.
Right. Yeah, this is always hard for me. I'll go with the first one. Number one, because I liked their name,
mm-hmm.
and that was Owen Knight. I just think he looks like somebody that could be in a Marvel Super Comics or something. You know what I mean? Like, with a name like that and with his glasses and yeah. his like fun smile.
Sometimes the smile says everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And he's in like the right age group of what we would consider a potential winner.
Yes. For those who don't know, 25 to 35 is the prime age. It's like I forgot what season you start with, but basically post season 20, 25 to 35 is like the age that wins the most.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Mary.
That's all I was going to say. Oh, okay. And his last name's Knight. I mean, it's just really cool.
And he doesn't do a job that makes you go, oh, that will draw attention with admission counselor.
Yeah, that's like the most.
I don't think we have any former NFL players in here or anything like
that's
that.
That's good.
We normally do. It seems like we always have like one pseudo celebrity, but no one in here is going to have to Gary Hogaboom in their way. Everyone in here doesn't. No one in here stands out as that to me. So. The first person for me is Cody from Hawaii. Same thing you said with Owen, the smile. But I think the Hawaii thing's cool. And between him and Gio, if anyone was going to be, I don't want to say the Survivor still does this a little bit. If there's anyone who's going to fit the stereotype of someone from Hawaii, to me, it looks like Cody, of like laid back,
yeah,
a cool kind of guy. Mm-hmm. Gio doesn't give me that same vibe. Gio might be the one, but Cody kind of gives me that look just from this, from what I can see here. Account manager doesn't really tell me much. He's 35, so he's right on the cusp of that perfect age range.
Mm-hmm.
Though that's not like law. It's not law, 25, 35. It's just right. Typical. So, but yeah, he was the first one to stood out to me. Who's your second person?
My second person is Ellie Scott, 31, from Salt Lake City, a psychologist.
She doesn't look 31.
She doesn't look 31. She looks like just young and young and fun and happy.
I don't know.
No, that's not what I was going to say. But the psychologist aspect, though, something I thought was interesting, that could be helpful, could not be.
I feel
be.
Like it always gets in the way.
We always see psychologists fail, it seems like, and yeah. I'm not sure why, because maybe they rely on that too much, not their social skills. Yeah. But she seems to be, like I said, a fun person. She could have really great social skills, and we're just not.
If you look at everyone's photo, hers is the only one, and I'm just double checking. Okay. Hers and Sammy are the only one where they had to crop them from a group photo.
Right.
So inherently, she might only upload, because clearly it's probably pulled from some social mm-hmm. media thing. Hers is the one that they couldn't find a solo of her.
Right.
I'm just guessing here. And they had to crop her out of group photo, which means that she might just be naturally sociable. She might always be taking
yeah.
If a lot of your photos are group photos, I think it says a lot. So I'm just guessing here, though. Don't take that as like gospel.
These are very basic
this
analysis.
This is so like I have nothing. I'm just going based on these photos. But we will talk about twists here after this. The second person that stood out to me was Janine. From Massachusetts. It says a UX designer. I'm gonna have to Google that. What the heck is a UX designer? But the similar thing, she isn't in the right age range, but I don't want to get too hung up on that. UX designer is, I'm Googling it. User experience designer. I'm gonna guess it sounds like it relates to maybe websites.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Like, when someone goes to your website, what is their experience?
I'm used to the word of UI, not UX. So I could be wrong about that, but that's just my guess. Janine had, at first I read designer, I was like, fashion designer? But no, it says UX. And I was like, oh, okay. That sounds something different. I don't know, just has a good smile. And everyone here is, almost everyone is smiling in their photos. My third person is not, but we'll talk about that when we get them. Who's your second person?
I already said my second person. I'm about to say my third person.
Oh, okay. Who's your third person? Who's your second person? Oh, go ahead.
My second person was Ellie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. My third person is Noelle Lambert, because mm-hmm. she's a Paralympian, which I thought was very interesting. We've only had one other contestant on Survivor that had, was it her whole leg or I don't remember.
Well, there was not Purple Kelly, but the Kelly with the fake leg on.
She had a fake leg.
Season mm-hmm. 21. But also, if you remember, I believe his name was Chad on season 9, had a fake leg as well.
Oh, that was a long time ago. I forgot. So never mind. This would be the third amputee contestant.
Yeah, that we know of, that we remember.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's an Olympian, which is really cool. So I don't know. I'm just excited to see her play. I think that'll be fun.
My third person is Mike from Idaho. Just this photo. So many questions.
Yes.
You said he reminds you of Brad from season 41.
Like, he might have that same goofy kind of personality.
They definitely, look at that photo. They definitely cast him to be the goofy older guy. I do got to point out, though, he's the oldest person on the cast 50, which I don't like. I think there should be at least one person close to 60 or 60.
I think now that they're not doing food, that's kind of dangerous.
Well, that's their choice. They can still give them some food.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not written into law. They give them rice in other seasons. Just 41, 42, they decided not to. And then they pretended like it was the first time they've ever done it, which is not true. But then the other next two people who are close to Mike are Lindsay and I believe NECA is her name. Both 42, so an 8-year gap. And it's just like everyone seems like they're in their 20s or or 30s. And it's just, it's a little bit disappointing. That's the one thing, my only knock against this cast for me is that I wish we had a few more older people. Because you basically have what I would call three older people for Survivor. I know some people get offended by this. For Survivor, that is older, 42, 50. It's kind of like an athlete gets old when they're in their 30s. Even though they're not actually old. Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, there's my impression. Mike, though, has like this, has this photo. It's just like stands out. I was like, I can't tell if it's like a nightmare or if it's goofy or what, but it's intriguing.
It is intriguing.
And then I honorable mention to Mariah for her hair.
Oh, like, we get an I don't know what you mention? Call that.
Well, you don't have to. I was just wanting to point out because she wouldn't fall in my top three, but Mariah from Philly. I don't know what that is, but she is clearly into, with the pink wall behind her, I'm going to guess without even looking at any social media that she is really into fashion and probably has a very fun Instagram just based on the color, all the colors.
Right. And her carrot earrings.
Carrot earrings. I didn't see that. Yeah. And it's then the very hot pink lipstick. So yeah, she's probably the fashion, even though it does say content creator. So I'm going to guess that that's how she makes her living.
Yeah.
Just didn't even look at the content creator part. Okay. So I want to talk about all these. So they say similar formats, 41, 42. Okay. So right away, here's things I'm hoping they can do, despite it being 26 days, that should not affect the budget. Right. Or if they do, it's minimal. New challenges.
Yes.
I understand they probably reuse a lot of props season to season for these challenges, like terms of that, you know, a ramp wall or whatever. Like, I get that. But can we get some new challenges? Can we reuse props but make new challenges? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's my question. Can we do something different? Does every solo immunity challenge for individual immunity, does it have to be a balanced challenge?
Right.
Can we do Russian roulette? I'm just kidding. Don't do Russian roulette. No, that's just me, how I feel watching those challenges. The auction.
Yes.
Okay, so we're suffering them by trying to make this feel like 39 days, though you can't say that anymore. It's your choice, not even close to 39 days anymore, by giving them no food. So can we do an auction? It doesn't take a lot to do. It's a very simple setup. They stopped doing it supposedly because of, I know you haven't seen season 30 yet, but basically people figured out how to game the auction. And in terms of like, oh, if we do this, then sir, if like, if we buy our, for example, Mary, so if one of us buys our letter for $20, everyone else gets offered to them for $20 instead of an actual bidding war. Oh. And so bidding wars were kind of like, so even though there's a lot of drama actually at that auction, I almost feel like Survivor got tired of that. And people were just holding on to their money until the end for the advantage to show up. Mm. People figured out the auction.
Yeah.
Well, if Survivor just randomly hid the and told everyone at the beginning, hey, we're doing food, and in one of these food items, randomly is an advantage. Like, it's already been put there.
Mm-hmm.
It's already in it. But we're not telling you which one has the advantage.
Right.
So bid on food that you like because one of them has the advantage. It's completely random.
Right.
Or you don't do it. But I feel like Modern Survivor would do it.
Yeah.
Or you pretend like it's all food and actually one of them has the advantage. I mean, either way, you just don't put up an advantage for auction.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you tell them ahead of time, hey, it's in randomly an item, then people will actually bid instead of holding on to their money.
I would.
Yeah.
Because then at least you get something.
Yeah. And it's like, well, I didn't get that, but at least I got a pizza.
Right.
So I think we should bring the auction back. It doesn't cost much to do. It can't. There's no way. That is like one of the simplest things. And everybody loves it.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard very few people say they don't like the auction. In fact, my most watched video on this channel is about the auction.
Right.
So the family visit. This is a big question. Will they bring it back now that quarantine's only 3 days?
I doubt it, with only 26 days to even shoot, you know?
Yeah, and is Jeff going to be all on his high horse about this isn't a 39-day game, so you don't need a family? I feel like they've always loved the family visit. Like, I feel like it's a beloved part of Survivor. Like,
I love the family visit, but if they're really just cutting down days and cutting down costs, I don't see them doing it again.
Flying people out there. Yeah, I don't know. Ponderosa, they don't have it this season. It's probably more complicated than this, but it sounds like they are worried about not being able to fly everyone out after 42 because the number of flights or something. Don't quote me on this, everybody. This is just what I've read online. And what I read online, it's not always accurate, but it sounds like that's what happened in between 41 and 42. So that's why there's no 42 Ponderosa videos, because clearly Ponderosa crew was there in 41. So does it get brought back for 43, 44? I sure hope so. I love the Ponderosa videos. So I know you don't watch them.
Are you saying that the contestants weren't at Ponderosa? No,
the jury is. The crew that shoots the videos for Ponderosa, they go on YouTube, right. The website, yes. And everything, were flown out of Fiji after 41 for fear of them being stuck there after 42.
Oh.
Because apparently there's a lot of messiness even getting the 42 cast on the island.
Okay.
Like they were, it was jokingly said to the 41 cast, but we might just have you do 42 because we're not sure if we can get 42 out here.
Gotcha.
Like that's how much of a mess it was. So. No, you know, so no, even though I really want Ponderosa videos, like I get it, but hopefully like 26 days, it's not a temporary measure that's made permanent.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So things that were actually happening in 41 and 42 that I'm wondering if we get see again in 43 and 44, shot in the dark.
I hope not.
We are almost done with 42 and I don't think anyone else is going to play it. It's
never worked.
And I know how it hasn't worked once.
Right.
It's been the biggest flop. They won in six. They should have won in six. A dice roll should have been. That whole pulling it out of a bag.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, to me, there's like so little drama.
Yeah.
We literally should have done a dice roll.
Yeah.
And like a pretty big dice, a mm-hmm. big enough dice for TV. And one side of the dice is safe.
Right.
And that would have been, no one would have ever questioned, is this rigged? Nothing like that.
Right.
And it would have been a lot more tense. Like roll the dice in this thing I have here. That way it's within an area that the camera can catch it.
Right.
I don't know. Something, anything. But yeah, the shot in the dark's been a huge bust.
I know. I agree. I hope it doesn't come back.
I told you it should have been like 1 in 4. Oh, I read another idea. And I'm so sorry. The person who commented this, I didn't like screenshot it. But I'm giving you credit. I just don't have your name in front of me. They suggested, what if the shot in the dark was... Okay, so it's 1 in 6 the first time, right? But right. If it fails, it becomes 1 in 5.
Mm-hmm.
If it fails, it becomes 1 in 4. Mm. You get the idea.
Yeah.
So every time it fails, it becomes an even hotter item. But when it works, it resets back to 1 in 6.
I like that
idea.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
I really like that idea. And I think that is a good compromise if we're not going to just make it like 1 in 4.
Right.
If it's going to be brought back, then I like this idea of what if it's 1 in 6, then it becomes 1 in 5, then it becomes 1 in 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
solid. I agree.
And then it becomes like, holy crap, it's been failed so many times. Like this season in 42, I think it's failed so many times, it'd be like, what, a 1 in 2 or 1 in 3 now?
Yeah.
It's been played 3 or 4 times. So it'd be like a 1 in 3 now or a 1 in 2. Like 1 in 3 is like
something ridiculous.
Those are good odds.
Those are good odds.
I like these odds. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. So if it gets brought back, they need to increase the odds, basically.
Yeah.
Or do that kind of change where the odds can be increased.
Mm-hmm.
So you're shot in the dark. Maybe it's not successful with the first person who tries in episode 2, but we reached the merge and all of a sudden it still hasn't been worked. And right. We're down to, it's a 1 in 3, 1 in 2. Well, that would change up a lot of things.
Yeah.
So, beware advantage. I don't think they can do the same exact one where it's, you can't pull it off with the phrases.
Right.
It's impossible. So does the beware advantage come back? I don't think if it does, it can't be in its current iteration. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they should have something else that makes it active. Like, sure, make one for each tribe.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do something where you know the other person on the other tribe has it.
Yeah.
Is it something you say at a challenge? I don't know. I think that's coming. Like,
no. And they've been doing stuff like this since, gosh, I want to say as far back as season 38 from the top of my brain. Because in 38, they had like the one where you come back from edge of extinction, you have half an idol, you have to give the other half to somebody else.
Right.
And if they give it back to you, then you have a full idol. Before that, I don't think they had, if they had, I don't recall.
Mm-hmm.
38 is the first time in this modern era that I remember it. And then 39, I don't know 39, anything like that. I know 40 had one where it was similar, where I remember Sophie or Kim found an idol, but she had to like give the other half to Sophie to trust her.
Mm-hmm.
So they like the idea of an idol, but they like having an our stipulation as a part of it. So is it going to be called Beware? I don't know. But I do think that idols with stipulations aren't going anywhere.
Sure.
I think that's the word for it. Will they be hidden in trees on the walking path where you can clearly see them if you're just like looking for half a second?
Yes.
Probably. Will they plant them at the fire? Hopefully never again.
Hopefully
that not. Was so dumb when that one time they did that. But I don't know if it'd be called Beware, but I will say the idols with stipulation. It's not going to be like, I found an idol. Boom. That's it. I know Marianne found one like that, but I feel like it was, they had already done the Beware. So that's why it was there.
Yeah.
So anyways, do or die. I think
no.
After 2 failures, we can just
I would really
I think we
not.
Die the do or die. Yes. There's no more doing it. I don't know. Even if it worked, like, what was the stakes? Like, oh, you didn't get voted out. You just got killed on a game of chance.
Right.
I'm glad it didn't work.
Mm-hmm, me too.
It's not what Survivor's about. The amulets from 42.
Yeah.
What a bust.
Yeah, they haven't really come into play it much at all. I mean, it made it a little bit more desirable to vote out Hai and to vote out Drea.
Yeah.
So sure, it adds more of a target, but at the same time, it didn't really seem to come up a lot.
I think they needed to put a time limit on them.
Yeah.
So if you do not use it by, let's say, for example, the final eight, if it doesn't get used by the final eight, then it's worthless. But it can't. I don't know, because then at the same time, it's like, well, I didn't really have much time to get rid of Hai and Drea, or I didn't have much time to get rid of Lindsay and Drea. You get the idea of two of the three. So it's like, there's too many stipulations. I don't know. The less complicated advantages, usually the better. It gives the player more chances to work it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't make them complicated. And amulets, I feel like, even though it was easy to understand, it was also like, this is a hard one to execute, because nobody's ever going to use it for anything other than an idol.
Right.
Nobody, why do I want to steal a vote? Screw that.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal your vote by voting you out and getting an idol. So, anyways, Summit Island.
Oh.
Please never again. Yeah. Otherwise known as Shipwheel Island to some.
Did they do it less this season?
They definitely did it at least one time less this season.
Well, so that's good, I guess.
And when they did it, they would also like skipped over a lot of the walking up the hill part.
Right.
And it's 42. So they definitely, it worked the first time in 41. And if you did it one more time, if you did it twice in a season, in the seasons that have already happened, not in future seasons, you'd be like, yeah, this is okay. But when they did like the fourth, it was like, what, the fourth time in 41? I was like, holy cow.
It was too much.
We still doing this thing? Anyways, so you ready for some questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Madeo Mattress asks, do you think 43 and 44 will be relatively the same format?
Yes.
Well, I think, So I think it's the same format if you're asking 26 days, when they merge, yada, yada. But do I think they're going to do Exile Island, Hourglass Twist? I don't think they will.
Okay, yeah.
I think there will be changes. But if you're asking about the basic format of when things happen, are we going to do a tribe swap or not? I bet you we don't. But if we do, that would be... I think after 41 and 42, it's okay to do a tribe swap this time.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not merging until episode 6, you do tribe swap in episode 3. And that way, especially with less time, people aren't going to grow as strong bonds. Therefore, the post-merge game should be more chaotic. There will be no Taku 4 at the end.
That's true.
Or there shouldn't be, in theory. So, G. Godot asks, this may be a very weird question, but what do you think about 14 of the 18 cast members being the first play with their first name in US Survivor? What he's saying is that the names of the castaways, like, we've never seen NECA, for example.
Right.
But we've seen a Mike, but we haven't seen Gio.
Gotcha.
That's a Survivor cast member.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's another diversity part that this is what I'm talking about. And you won't anger your general fan base by doing it. But Mary rolled her eyes at me, but I'm being for real. That's an important thing. Like, this is what I mean. I'm looking for different stuff without angering the general fan base.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. Adam's IQ asks, what do you think they'll do for future returnee seasons with the rebranding they've done?
Because
we know eventually they're going to do one.
Right.
Mary, you said they'll bring Subtile back for the returnee season.
I said they might, yeah.
Yeah. So my thought is that if we do a returnee season, right, and there's only one twist I want to see come back for it, we have two options, in my opinion. We have... Get ready. We have either One World, the situation where everyone's living on the same beach. I'm not sure if any of the Fiji beaches can fit that. All 18 people at once, but we can sure try. Or we finally do it. We finally do the thing that people have talked about for years, and we do not have a merge. Everyone starts the game on a merge tribe. Like, it's just one tribe from the beginning. We either One World it or we do one tribe. And I think that's the kind of like, no cost twist that would change up Survivor for a returnee season. Because all these returnees already know each other, right?
Right.
I mean, or most of the time they do. So let's try something like that. I know One World was such a good concept that had a terrible cast. in the season that it was on, but I think it's something that should be brought back and reworked.
So you're saying that they would still call it like One World or One Tribe?
I don't,
or something?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question, but I don't know. I think subtitle wise, I hope they bring back a subtitle and you don't call it One World. You've already mm-hmm. done that. You have to call it something else, like anything but One World. One World has a bad connotation to it. Like people don't think of that positively, but I'm just saying twist wise, that's the twist I would bring for a returning season.
Gotcha.
Because we're now worried about, oh no, the budget for some reason.
Right.
Even though it hasn't, whatever. Patrick asks, will any twists or advantages from 41-42 return? Which we've kind of just discussed them all and what we think they should or should not mm-hmm. be brought back. But I guess his biggest question is which one will we not mind coming back the most? I mean, which one are we most favorable towards?
For me, probably Summer Island.
That's the one, really. That's the one I want. That's one of the ones I want the least. I think the Beware advantage is the one I'm okay with the most. Because I know they can never get away with the stupid phrases again.
Well, I feel like that's... You can't say Beware advantage without the phrases.
Though. Well, Beware means because there's still a stipulation attached.
Well, sure, but then it's still a different twist. It's not the same
thing. Well, they've done different Beware advantages that didn't have the phrases this season.
Okay.
Yeah, where it's like, Beware. If you get, you're going to get this, but you still have to do this stupid thing. It's almost like what Tony got in Winners of War. When it should have been called a Beware advantage. Or no, it wasn't, because it was forced on him from those people from the Edge of Extinction. Where he was like, it's like, oh, you're being given this. Actually, it's being played against you. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, it was almost like but there was no positive on that. Mm-hmm. It was just all bad for him, which was such a bad twist, but it worked out. Next question is from JMaster98. At the very least, will we see the return of live reunion shows?
Hmm.
Which is a good question.
Good question.
If we're really worried about budget, we will not do live reunion shows. We'll do the reunion show every season on the actual island. I hope we bring it back, to right. be fair.
I do too.
I hope we bring it back. I think it's because they redo the reveal on the island that there's more people who are in the know sure. about who wins.
Yeah.
Whereas when they held off, it's like, well, the worst that we could find out is who's the final three.
Mm-hmm.
And then people can start like theorizing who they think wins, but no one knows for sure. Because mm-hmm. that was why they usually shoot the finales with like very limited crew, I think is what it was. So whenever you see people voting before 41 for the winner, it's always like a wider shot at the voting booth because mm-hmm. there's no one manning it. It's just a camera running.
Right.
It does not like zooming in on them or anything. So I hope we get live reunion shows for the sake of not getting spoilers posted in my comments and sent directly into messages to me. It's so annoying. All right. Ryan is next person. Do you think season 43 is far enough removed from COVID to have family visits return? Kind of talked about this. Is it far enough removed to have it returned? I think yes.
Yes.
Will they do it? Yeah.
I don't know.
Bigger question. Rowan Moon asks, do you think we're ever going back to 39 days? Maybe for the returnee season.
Maybe.
Maybe that's where we finally get it.
I don't know. It seems like a new era, though.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately.
Last question is from Liam. When is the next returnee season? Which, of course, Liam, we do not know. We're just speculating. They said 44, 45. I guess we can only speculate. If I had to predict, I would say 46. They usually do it on the even-numbered seasons, because those are the ones that air in the spring before mm-hmm. we go into the summer. They usually don't do a returnee, then a newbie season.
Right.
In back-to-back airing. So I'm going to guess 46, because I don't think 44 is even rumored to be returnee.
Right.
As of now. What do you think, Mary? Do you think it could be later than that or sooner? Or?
I think it could be later, because one of the things I'm thinking is they don't bring any old Survivor, like pre-40 or 40 and before. You know what I mean? I think they would only bring this new era of mm-hmm. Survivor returnees. So I think they need to have some time to make sure they have some good returnees. Not that they don't. I think they already have a couple.
I think if they do a returnee season for 46, theoretically, although they could do it later, like you said, to mm-hmm. have more people. I think if we're going to pull returnees, let's not pull anyone from seasons 34 and before. Let's do 35 and up to now, because most returnees we saw, so season 38 had four returnees, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had David from 33, we had Aubrey from 32, we had Kelly Wentworth from 29, and we had Joe Anglim from 30. Though none of those are 35 and later.
Right.
Then we had season 40, which is all winners. So that wasn't like, if we had anybody from post 34, it's just because they were a winner. So I'm saying there's a lot of people to mine, to pull mm-hmm. from 35 and later, because we haven't actually had a returnee season for the general players who did not win. after 34 right. Game changers. So I think if we're going to pull, if we're going to do a returning season, let's pull anybody from 35 and later and keep it to that. So then we have 35 through 45
sure.
potentially to pull from, minus of course 40, which is all winners. So then you can get people like Rick Devens, Christian Yubicki, Angelina, Davey from 37. You still pull them and it like makes sense. We like, we're not like, well, should we bring back Parvati for the eighth time? What about Boston Rob? I love Boston Rob. Like, let's avoid that.
Yeah, of course.
Let's do, I'm saying let's do 35 and later for if we're going to do returnee season.
I'm just saying my guess of what they would do is to not bring anyone back from older seasons.
I don't like that.
I don't either. I'm just telling you what my guess is. And so therefore, I don't see them doing returnee to like maybe like 48, but it could be 46.
But I am open to them bringing returnees back from pre-35 if they've never played a second time.
Sure.
Yeah. Like that would be my only stipulation. I would love for us to do another second chance vote where we vote for who gets a second chance who's never played a second time
mm-hmm.
from all seasons. That would be fine by me, like they did in 31. But yeah, when will it be? I'm going to guess 46 because at that point, if you think about it, when 41 and 42 should have aired, we didn't get any Survivor. So 41 and 42 actually aired a year late in terms of how Survivor had been going for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time we get to 46, it will be 4 years since our last returnee season, which is a good amount of time, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yep. And then some of these people won't have played if they're coming from like 35, 36, 37, 38, you know, for 6-7 years.
Right.
Holy cow, you know. All right. Well, that's all we have for the 43 rumors. And keep in mind, these are all rumors. I probably should have said at the beginning. Anyways, I'm throwing it in now. It's all just rumors. All these people could have not be on the show. They could be on The Amazing Race for all we really know. But they're
true.
Likely on Survivor.
Likely.
Likely. All right. Well, we'll see y'all next time. Bye.